It's showtime.
Hey, welcome to Did You Watch Survivor Last Night? This is the Only the Challenge podcast. My name is Jake Scheidel. Each week, I ask my best friend, Thomas Powell, if he did indeed watch a certain reality show. Hey, Thomas, how you doing today?
Jake, I'm doing all right. It's the last day of February.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Let's all pour one out for the worst month of the year. Got through it.
Thomas, I gotta stop you real quick. Why do you call February the worst month of the year?
Because it has the worst weather. What's going on there?
You're right. What's going on with the weather in February? Get it together, February. Come on.
Yeah, we need
Everybody's
to stop.
Saying.
We need to shut February down until we can figure out what's going on.
I think that's a really good idea. We should just fast forward to March because that is my birth month. That's right. Next month, I'm turning 30 years old.
Man, you can't wait to turn 30. That was
I'm
thought.
So
was
excited.
Like, Jake can't wait.
This weekend, I did think, I'll be 30 in 3 weeks.
And get out of my way. I'm 1 year closer to death. Let's do it.
You know how they say life flashes before your eyes before you die? My 20s literally flash before my eyes when I'm 3 weeks from the mid-30s, so it's real.
Jake, you and I are both millennials.
Hell yeah, brother.
Do you feel the need to be validated by teens? Do you feel a need for teens to think that you're cool?
Not anymore. That is a very recent development in my life. Like, I heard recently, like, the laugh crying emoji, kids don't find it cool anymore, or whatever.
What do they use to
to laugh cry?
Yeah, no, to denote, like, that they're laughing at something, because I have to think that lol is probably too ancient, or, like, LMAO are also too ancient for them.
Apparently, it's now the cat laugh crying emoji. But at this point in my life, I'm like, who cares?
Who gives a shit? Yeah, like what?
The
and
people
also,
I'm
like,
texting are gonna know
what
I mean.
I don't need to be. I don't need to be up with the fucking like what? What teens am I texting? Like, yeah. Who cares?
Enjoy Zoom class. If we had too much snow, we just didn't go to school. Fucking Zoomers. They don't know anything about the early 2000s. They think the early 2000s was fun, and they're right. We did have Sexy back. And that was
but
a really
like,
good
also,
song.
But they also, they don't need to know anything about the early 2000s. Like, it sucked. Who cares that they didn't live during that time? It was bad. Like, yeah, I don't understand why people need to, like, I don't understand why people get mad
Thomas,
about that stuff. Because, like, you were the same way.
Yeah, but Thomas, wasn't when we were their age, that 70s show the most popular show? Like, everybody from our generation watched that show. That was 20
know,
years before.
I didn't watch it very much. I was, you know.
Oh, no.
I'm different.
Oh, okay.
Which
what
is why,
show were you
which
watching?
Which is why all the teens, which is why I don't need the teens to think I'm cool. I don't need to pursue that because they already think I am cool. But I just don't, it's so weird to see people like hostile to that idea because they're like, well, they don't like, the Zoomers are bad because they like, are like it's you're just getting older, like it's not,
yeah,
and it's fine to like say that you don't understand it because there's a lot of stuff that I don't understand, but that's just what happens when you get older, and that's okay.
Yeah, I don't,
it's fine.
I don't really care. I don't care what they think at all.
There's occasionally I'll complain about it in the same way that I'm like, why does all music sound like Post Malone now? But it's like, it's not like I don't have to understand it. It's not for me.
Sure. Look, no, we've got Steely Dan, and that's all we need.
Well, Steely Dan is. I mean, I don't think that millennials can claim Steely Dan. That's a boomer thing. I think what is more accurate to that is that everyone comes to Steely Dan eventually.
Yeah, that's my point. That's
it
my
is
point.
The only enduring work of art.
Who is the millennial Steely Dan?
There
Daft
isn't
Punk.
One.
It's Daft Punk, Thomas. Come on.
Daft Punk is Gen X.
Daft Punk started when we were born, millennials.
Okay,
so
yeah, but
actually,
the people when they first came out, the people that were consuming it were Gen Xers.
Oh, they were babies. The people consuming Daft Punk were babies, and they still are. Anybody who loves Daft Punk, anybody who's sad that Daft Punk
who doesn't
they're
have,
a baby.
Who doesn't have fond memories of listening to Around the World in Your Crib?
You know who is still a baby and probably still listens to Daft Punk is probably Josh, the big baby from The Challenge. Thomas, did you watch The Challenge Double Agents last night?
Jake, I did.
This episode was called An Inconvenient Goof. Speaking of...
Best title of the season.
Josh.
Best title
of the season. So good, right? Very good this for this season. It is a good episode title, but is it better than any of our episode titles? That's right. It's another 25 episodes down, so we got to go back to episode 250 of Did You Watch Survivor last night, which was
Jake,
called...
Jake, you know what you...
Yeah, no, go ahead.
You know, I was going to say, you know what you should put over for this segment? Because do we have any kind of musical sting for this or anything?
Yeah, probably. Will I have to go back and listen to episode 250 to remember what it is? Yeah, probably.
But I think that you should put Jack saying we have to go back over it.
We have to go back!
I think that's even better. That means I don't have to go back and listen to an old episode. I think that's great. Here we go.
We have to go back!
Episode 250, called PMA. Previously
on DYWSON.
We have to go back!
The episode 250... Oh, Thomas, you can't start a new segment as soon as we start episode titles. What are you drinking, my friend?
We're kind of the Are You Talking You Two to Me of Survivor the Challenge podcast. Right, down to switching to other shows. I'm just drinking Coke and coffee. Don't worry about it. We already talked about it on the show.
This is a segment called Bottle Check. I'm drinking water. Pretty anticlimactic bottle check. Let's get back. We have to go back.
We have to go back.
Episode 250, PMA. Do you remember what PMA stands for, Thomas? It's something
poke my
Keith
asshole.
Said. It does indeed stand for poke my asshole. It's not Keith's quote, that is Thomas's quote, but I think it's still important. And then episode 251 was also the KN cast one. Oh, we just referenced it. What do you think of Poke My Asshole? I think pretty good.
Yeah, it's fine.
I think a strong contender.
I remembered what it stood for, so.
Yeah, I mean.
You know, it's got that going for it.
Too true. 251 was the KN cast one. No teens, just right. I like it.
Yeah, I like that one quite a bit.
That one's pretty good. The KN cast 2, this is when we were watching The Kid Nation. This one's the longest one. Saddam Hussein, he's dead. George Bush, too busy planning 9/11. They've only got themselves. If it weren't so long, it would be great.
Could have been a little more concise, yeah.
It could have been, but it wasn't. The KN
that's
cast
like one of those
3.
Memes. That's like one of those memes where it's just like, there's just text over the whole screen,
oh, yeah.
And it's like, maybe you don't have the joke that you thought you had
The one with all, like, the three buff dudes talking to the, like, scrawny
yes.
kid. I really like that meme, because it's always educational. Not always, but mostly. But, yeah, then sometimes it's, like, three full paragraphs for every buff dude, and it's just like, just tell me how to be a better leftist in, like, 7 words or less. I don't need all this information.
Yeah.
You expect me to read a meme?
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to do it.
This meme needs an editor.
The CanCast 3, The Wildly Irresponsible West. I think that's strong.
Yeah, that's good.
CanCast 4, excuse me, The CanCast 4, Were the Tweens in America? Pretty good.
Yeah, that's all right.
So, you know, we did Were the Kids in America for the theme for that miniseries. The CanCast 5... One of my favorites for the KN cast, The Guy for This Land. Remember that episode?
Yep, I do remember that.
That's a pretty good one. Good, not good? What's your reaction?
Guy Land implies the existence of Guy C.
Sure. KN cast 6, Not All Bones or Teeth. Yeah, it's fine.
I mean, look, that's just a fact.
That's just a fact. CanCast 7.
That's the kind of valuable information you can only get.
Yeah.
From us, and specifically from the CanCast.
Yeah. We're not talking about bones on any show that's not the CanCast. Man, I can't wait to do the CanCast again when they do Kid Nation Season 2.
Yeah.
CanCast 7. The Future is Womanation. Eh. It's fine.
Yeah. I guess you had to be there.
Yeah, I don't know why we said that. The KN cast 8, Shrek plays football. I feel like...
Yeah.
That one's kind of false advertising.
We were imagining a better... We were imagining a better world.
We were really... I feel like at this point we were really grasping at straws for fun content from Kid Nation.
Adam Curtis likes to say that we are devoid of new ideas, but I think that we've proved him wrong with that title.
Well, I mean, Thomas, would you say that this is like a peak vibes podcast?
I would say that this is the ultimate vibes podcast.
The ultimate vibes podcast, yes. Okay. This is probably the strongest one for the KN cast, I think. The KN cast 9, The Weed District.
Hell yeah, baby.
I mean, it's great. That's I know exactly what that is. The KN cast 10, We All Wish It Could Be Survivor. I mean...
Ain't that the truth?
We were pretty tired of Kid Nation at that point. The KN cast 11, I recall this one because I just downloaded TikTok. So, the episode title is Kids Just Wanna Be, : Appreciated. Not : ellipses. The kids just want to be ellipses appreciated. Because remember that TikTok, Thomas?
I do remember that.
Thank
Jake,
you.
Jake, did you do the challenge where you, it's like you getting ready and then you like duck down and then it's you like looking good and you're like...
You gotta be more specific.
You're like making them cheeks clap.
I have to assume you're talking about the Buss It Challenge. I did not personally do it.
I am talking about the Buss It Challenge. Also, I'm not up on TikTok. That may as well have happened a million years ago
In terms of TikTok, that's very old now. They've already been like two or three recreations of that. Yeah. No, I never did the Buss It Challenge, but I did watch a lot of them because it was great. I mean, once that happened, I was like, downloading TikTok was the right decision. Sorry, you got me distracted thinking about the Buss It Challenge. Thanks, Thomas.
I made you too horny. I'm sorry. It's not my intention, and I would like to apologize to our listeners.
You should see my likes on TikTok. It's a horny mess.
I'd rather not.
No, you probably shouldn't. The KN cast 12, One Science to Rule Them All. I think that's really funny.
What was that title again?
One Science to Rule Them All.
Well, you know what that science is.
What's that?
The immortal science of Marxist-Leninism.
Yeah. I mean, Thomas, you have to remember.
This is an ML podcast. Maoist podcast before, but we're pivoting.
On this podcast, we believe science, and that science is Marxism.
Yeah.
Okay, and the finale of the KN cast, the KN cast 13, The Ice for This Land. Yep. Chef's kiss.
Folks, that's how you do a callback.
It's perfect because it's a callback to The Guy for This Land, but also it's about Iceland, which is where Survivor, the challenge double agent is happening.
Iceland implies the existence of Ice Sea.
Yeah.
You know, it's a good icy.
What's that?
A Coca-Cola icy.
I don't know. Probably orange would be my go-to. But I was very close to buying some Orange Crush earlier today. And then I thought, maybe not. So that transitions us into Double Agents. So episode 264 of Did You Watch Survivor Last Night is indeed called TJ Laughing.
Yeah.
It's great. You can't get better than that. 265, the Smart People's Challenge podcast. That's for new viewers, new listeners.
Yeah. That's fitting. A mirror.
It's a mirror?
That's a mirror. When you read that title, you're actually looking in a mirror.
Yeah. If you're listening to this podcast, it's because you're smart, and we welcome you.
It takes a certain level of intelligence to really appreciate DYWSLN.
It's like... There's certain smart people who listen to the show, and there's certain smart people who are on the challenge, such as Devin 266 is 00 Devin. It's good.
Pretty good.
I mean, It's like 007.
I gotta tell you, this is like no filler here. There's only been like one or two that have just been okay. I feel like it's like all hits. This might as well be a Now album.
Yeah. 267 was our Christmas episode. If you don't know what Christmas is, you haven't been listening to this show for long enough. It is called Physical Sports Entertainment. Great. It's just good. It's just good. What movie did we watch for Christmas this year? Oh, the main event.
We watched the main event. It wasn't very good.
No.
Probably the weakest Christmas movie we've watched so far.
Yeah. 268. Big E.T. Pretty good. That's referencing terrific. Like three different things.
Also, a terrifying thought.
269, probably our weakest one. Stop Garten the Ungie.
I don't even remember what that was. I don't know what that means.
But that's all right. We came back strong with 270. The Lady Godfather.
Yeah, that's right.
It's a good one.
They said that girls couldn't run organized crime, and they were wrong.
Yeah.
Time to break that glass ceiling and immediately get arrested for it.
271, C&T Music Factory. That's just another
terrific
callback to a much older episode. 272, I think this is probably our strongest contender yet. Amber is the color of your amber bee.
Yes, great.
And 273, we live in a propriety. It's fine.
That's okay.
Yeah. 274, defend your wife. Yeah, it's pretty good too.
Yeah.
And it's not bad. There were definitely worse. So, what are your top three, Thomas?
Probably. Man, they're all so good.
They are all so good, except for one or two.
Not many are sticking out. I would say Amber is the color of your amber bee is probably the best one.
I would agree.
Then probably The Ice for This Land.
Yep.
And I don't really have a strong opinion on a third one, do you?
I would say number one is the Amber is the color of your amber bee. Number two is The Ice for This Land. Number three, I do want to pick The Weed District because that's very straightforward.
Yeah,
and that's fun.
I like that one. But just a comforting thought.
Yeah. I'm going to go with the KNCast 12, One Science to Rule Them All. I just think that's great. The Lady Godfather is a strong number four, though. But it's fine. We both agree. 272, Amber is the color of your Amber Bee. Winner for this chunk of 25. It's a new season of Did You Watch Survivor last night? Now. So let's get into it. Back in the house, Darrell is itching for his gold skull. Gabby is upset that she didn't get her gold skull. CT is claiming to be locked out of eliminations. And then we get to Josh having a crush on Nani. Why did we need to see this? Why did we need to fill time in the season with this? This was the most awkward thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
I didn't like it either. My crush on Nani has really dwindled in recent years. I used to be the strongest crush on the show. Now it's not. But I'm glad she turned Josh down. That was a good move from Nani.
Yes.
Seeing Josh get told no is very sweet to me. I really appreciate that.
Yes.
What did you think of CT helping Big T train with his muscle tighteners or whatever that was?
I thought it was fun. I thought it was a fun little segment.
I had no idea what was going on.
No, I didn't need to know. Yeah, it was just like, it seemed like they were goofing, which was a theme of this episode.
Yeah.
But this was a convenient goof.
This was a convenient goof. This was a goof that worked out. Lolo complains to Darrell that she hasn't gotten to see an elimination yet. I mean, work harder, Lolo. I don't know what else to tell you. This is the challenge. It's hard. I did like... Did you catch what Darrell said comparing the Olympics and the challenge?
What was that?
Did you catch Durrell's comparison of the Olympics and the challenge?
Yeah, didn't he say it was like, he said it was not like apples and oranges, mm-hmm. it was like peaches and asparagus.
Said, specifically, it's like a goddamn peach and a damn asparagus.
It's like a damn asparagus.
I just like that he put each of those qualifiers on the fruit and vegetable. Goddamn peach, that's much different than a damn asparagus. It's an important distinction.
Undeniable.
Yeah. At the mission, they have to hang off a rope from a helicopter and then drop into some water and swim. A few teams do well, and then Josh and Nani go, and Josh misses the rope. Fantastic. You love to Amber see it.
Yeah, this was, we're still doing that, huh? This is great.
Look, Thomas, we got a hit. It's good. Anissa falls off the rope. That was funny also. Lolo and Nam were doing well until Lolo lost her shoe, and then she blamed her performance on that. A lot of Lolo blaming everything but herself in this episode. She says in a talking head, "This is the hardest thing I've done in my life, and my life is full of hard workouts." It's an important line from Lolo Jones. Lolo Jones, right?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know why I forgot her last name all of a sudden. Also, Nam experienced...
People don't say it that much.
Sure. Nam experienced a sharp pain in his back again, and then there was no follow-up. I'm so worried about Nam's back.
I just want Nam to be okay.
And then it's Devin's turn to get on the boat with Gabby, and he also misses the rope. And it's just... It's fantastic. I love Carlo.
It was great. Yeah, he spent like 2 hours making fun of Josh for it.
And then did the exact same thing. You
know? Sometimes it just works out like that. It was very funny.
I loved it. Then Big CT goes, and Big T absolutely kills it and wins the thing for him. Apparently she swam in high school. She swam in high school and also has taken pole dancing lessons. So this challenge was made for her.
Yeah, pretty much.
I just love how
I liked liked CT saying when she mentioned she'd done pole dancing lessons, he just said, "I've been training for these things all wrong."
I really want them to win.
I do too. They're so fun.
They're so fun. They're such a perfect team.
They're just they just work really well together. Like I think it's just a really good fit.
Yeah. I love seeing the difference in how well teams work together. Like, Devin and Gabby, not always great. But Big CT, always really good. And then there's Lolo and Nam, and they're so bad. They're so bad. And then there's Corey and whoever his partner happens to be that week.
Never good.
Never good. Back at the house, Lolo is embarrassed by her performance. CT goes around and tells people that he wants to go against Josh in the crater. Then they go to their party, and Big CT dresses as the fun police. I mean, again, Big CT, just the best part of this season.
Yeah.
There's no denying it.
The vibes have been great this season. We were discussing this before we started recording. I think that just like... the lack of manufactured drama has been such a breath of fresh air.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's enough. There's enough shit that goes on. Like, we've barely gotten hookup storylines, which is... it used to be such a big part of this show. It's really just about the competition. And that's good. People
having fun and competing.
Yeah.
That's what I want to see.
Yeah. Devin and Amber make up, which makes Gabby mad. Then the whole
Gavin and Debbie.
Yeah, that was funny. And Devin, the Big Brother Alliance targets Devin so that CT can take him out. Don't be friends with people of your same gender, apparently, is the lesson to be learned this season. Because
that's right. Men and men can't be friends. They can't just be friends.
Where is that movie? When Harry met another Harry. Okay. Josh and Devin make their final pitches in deliberation, and Devin is voted in. It all came down to Darrell. Darrell voted for Devin, which I understand his impulse, but I was upset because I feel like all the MTV people should stick together. Now that there's this huge Big Brother alliance, there's more MTV people than there are Big Brother people. So why isn't all of them sticking together? The Big Brother people can do it. You probably have to be smarter to get on Big Brother than to get on Real World, I'm guessing.
Yeah, probably.
Anyway, Josh is happy to finally have friends in this game. Good for Josh, I guess. And then we get to the big thing that happens this week, and that is Lolo Jones quitting the challenge. What's your reaction, Thomas, to Lolo quitting?
You know, I don't like to see anybody quit, but I understand why she was frustrated, and, you know, because I think people smartly don't want to compete with her one-on-one, but that's why she's on the show. And, you know, I don't know how much time she's got left to, you know, if she doesn't compete in the next Olympics, she probably won't be able to do it again. So I could see her being like, it's better use my time. But, you know,
yeah,
it's a little disappointing.
Well, she came out on Twitter to say that the producers forced her to leave. And she didn't follow it up with anything, any evidence of that. She just said that and then was like, oh, so I thought it would be a better use of my time to go train for the Olympics. And it was, because I got first place in a bobsled tournament in Germany or something along those lines. But it's like, but why did the producers force you to leave, though? That's what we care about. Why would they do that? They love you. Like, you're a very important person on this show. Why would they force you to leave? You're the biggest name on this season. It doesn't make sense to me. And I find it weird that she's denying her quitting. She was like, I've never quit anything. This is what she said on Twitter. That's why I'm one of the oldest Olympians. It's like, I don't follow the logic there, but okay. Then in the replies, somebody asked her if the producers also forced her to be mean to Nam. That's a really good question. Thank you for asking. I'm not going to go too hard into Lolo. I don't know what happened, but...
No, whatever.
Yeah. I was just upset. I was, like, so looking forward to when she finally got to go into the elimination or go into the final and, like, do what she's there to do, apparently.
Yeah, it's just a bummer for everybody that we didn't get to see that.
Like, why did we get so invested in the Lolo Nam storyline if she's just going to leave before there's any payoff? It doesn't make any sense to me. As a television viewer, Buna Murray Productions, you have my phone number. You can text me. I'll make the show better. I won't cast Olympians. Except for TJ. I guess TJ hasn't been to the Olympics. He's been to the Extreme Olympics, though. Okay, Thomas. It's time for the Music Minute. Music make you lose control. Music make you lose control. Let's go. We had your favorite song, Centerfold, by the J. Geils Band. You love this song, right?
I do love this song.
You love the
80s. It's definitely not a song. What I said to Jake was I got extremely mad when it started playing, and about 50% of that was because I didn't think to pick it. The other 50% is because they were playing Centerfold by the J. Geils Band.
It's a good song.
I don't care for it.
The better song, though, this episode was What Have You Done For Me Lately by Janet Jackson. Good song.
Good song. Control, great album.
Yeah, Control is her third album, came out in 1986. This is the album when she fired her father as her manager, so there's a lot of drama there. This song, along with Nasty, were born out of a newfound self-defense after she stood up for herself when some men were aggressively coming on to her outside of the hotel she was staying at. Peaked at number 4 and was on the top 10 for 21 weeks in its first run. That's very impressive. It's also her first top 10 hit. So, good song, good album. We love Janet Jackson. Then we get into the crater, and TJ calls down Devin and Gabby, but then there's a security breach, which I thought meant Lola was being replaced in the way Natalie was replaced. But the episode ended before we found out what happens. So what do you think is going to happen with the security breach? Is it going to be a replacement? Is it going to be something with the gold skulls? What are you expecting, Thomas?
Probably just a replacement.
I hope so. I would like... I would love to see Ashley come back again. That would be so funny. But I doubt that's going to be what happens. Because she did come out on Twitter and say, it's not me. But what if? That would be very funny. What if it's Natalie again? That'd be exciting.
That would be pretty funny.
Okay, Thomas. Last week, you had 26 points. I had 17 points. You got a point for Big CT winning the mission. You got a point for Cam surviving. You got a point for Leroy surviving. You are now at 29 points. Great stuff. I am now at 17 points. You know, it is what it is.
I don't know that I've ever beaten you this badly.
Look, there's still a lot of season left. You don't know, maybe Cam and Leroy lose their gold skulls next episode.
Maybe.
It's a double elimination, and Cam and Leroy are the ones who are eliminated. So here's the thing. Nama is now without a partner. Corey is now without a partner. Why don't they make Nam and Corey partners?
That's a good question.
Like, two rogue agents.
I've got no
rebuttal.
Two
people per team. I mean, makes sense. Again, Boone and Murray, call me. I have so many. Or just listen to this podcast. We have so many good ideas. Remember the ice for this land? That's good callback.
We're ideas men.
We're ideas men. Okay. We're starting next episode with an elimination, probably. So, who's winning the elimination?
I'm the CT.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. I'm also going to say... I'm going to say Big T, actually.
Oh, you think it's going to be a women's elimination?
I think they're all expecting it to be a men's elimination, but it's actually going to be a women's elimination. Maybe a double women's elimination, since there's two men. Is that right?
A double elimination.
Yeah, a double elimination.
I'll be here all week.
Yeah, Big T winning an elimination. You saying CT, but either way, it's going to be somebody from Big CT, everybody's favorite team. Who is winning the next mission?
I will say... boy, who indeed?
Doctor Who.
I'm going to say Darrell and Amber B.
Yeah, that's a good choice. I'm going to say... Devin and Gabby. No. They're just front of mind because there was a lot of them in this episode. I'm going to say Cam and Kyle. I know I just said it last week, but it's their time. It's their time. They're just always a strong contender. Who's getting voted in by the house?
Josh and Nani.
Yeah, I mean... Well, I can't pick Josh and Nani because... You're already so far ahead. I need to pick something else to potentially win more points. So I'll say Devin and Gabby again. Who's going home in the next elimination? Or either elimination. We might get two eliminations next episode.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll say that Amber B... Who will be eliminated? Because I feel like... I'm just going to say Josh is going home.
Yeah,
I like the idea of it.
I do. I would like to see it. I guess I'll say. Well, Gabby was in the preview for next week, so I don't want to say Gabby. You know what? Fuck it. I'll say Big T. Big T is also. I'm saying is going home. So either way, I'm winning a point.
Okay.
Who is going to be chosen as the new partner? It's so late in the game at this point. Like, why would you trade partners?
Yeah, I don't... And, like... I'm just going to say somebody takes Cam.
Sure. I'm going to say they stay with their partner, whoever wins. It's too hard to decide.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Biggest points. Neither of us have ever won points for this one, but what song is getting played?
I'm trying to think, because I feel like whenever I react to what they played this week, they do something different. So I'm trying not to do that. I'm going to say they're going to play If You Leave by Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark.
Okay.
Is that by them? It might not be by them. That might be by Spandau Ballet.
It is
Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark.
Okay, good. I'm glad you had that question, because I just Googled the song that I was going to pick, and I definitely got the band wrong. I'm going to pick Hold On Loosely by 38 Special.
By 38 Special? How did you not know that was by 38 Special, Jake?
I thought it was... My brain wanted to say it was like a Devo song. Or somebody else.
What?
Doesn't
sound anything like Devo.
Well, you know, I don't know. I don't know anything about music.
Except
had a top 10 hit for 21 weeks. Yes.
Yeah. Jake, I would be absolutely delighted. I would happily give you that point if they played Hold On Loosely.
Because you're already up by 12 points. What's one more? Two more?
Jake, I think it's a perfect metaphor for my lead, because with this lead, I got to hold on loosely, but don't let go.
Yes.
If I cling too tightly, I'm going to lose control.
Yeah. There you go. Let's see. I could win 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 or 8 points this week. You could win more than that. So I'm hoping I got everything right. You got nothing right. And then it'll be closer. I feel so bad that I did so poorly this season. That's all right. Once Survivor comes back, I'm going to kill it again. You can follow us on Twitter at DYWSLN. Thomas, Twitter, give it to the people. Do like Jack and give Twitter to the people.
Okay. This is my favorite podcast. I like it better than all the other podcasts. I give it a big thumbs up.
So you weren't listening, and that's fine. You can follow us on Instagram at The Only Survivor Podcast. And Thomas, what is your Twitter if you want people to follow you?
You can follow me at TomNotTom.
Great.
Is that what you asked me in the first place?
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, you know, you didn't ask me about the boilerplate review, which we...
And now I don't need to, because you already said it.
The people need to know.
Well, if this is the first time listening, great episode you chose. You know all about our episode titles. Pretty soon, we'll be coming up. Next time we do that, it'll be episode 300. You see any other challenge podcasts doing that? You don't, because there is no other one. This is the only one. This is the only one that's going to say, have a great quarantine.
Deuces.
I lay awake at night, false lover, just so troubled. It's hard to keep a job, laid off, I'm having double trouble. But hey, hey, yeah. They say you can make it if you try. Generation is millionaire.
I want a freaking $1 million, y'all.
It's hard for me to keep these clothes to wear. Your love got me walking, baby, when I have no place to go. My bad luck and trouble's taking me. I have no money to show.
I'm gonna go ahead and take the money and run, too.
It's hard for me to keep these clothes to wear. remember, baby, the ones loved too. In time, things wind up, baby, just like me and you. Hey, hey, to make it, you got to try. Baby, there's no lie.
Who wants to be a millionaire?
I ain't even got these clothes to wear.
Hooray! We did it!